This afternoon, or this morning rather, Alan Wendy's new members of his cabinet being sworn in. Marie Wenger is the new provincial MEC for Finance and Economic Opportunities. Joins me now on the line. MEC, thank you so much for joining us and really appreciate you being with us, Marie. Your first press statement that I've seen is your concentration of creating the Western Cape as a site of work, a site of job opportunity. Just how do you expect to do that with the levers of job creation largely concentrated national, local level? What's your plan?
Good afternoon, Lester. Thanks for the opportunity. Yes, well, I mean, our jobs agenda must be our greatest priority in our province right now. And especially post-COVID, our economic recovery must take us far beyond where we were in 2019. So I'm going to be on the job for jobs. And in terms of priorities, how do we do this as a provincial government? The first is looking at ways to remove barriers to trade and investment, using tourism, which is, of course, a key provincial initiative to drive recovery. How can we assist small businesses and increase entrepreneurship, especially in the informal economy? And then things like cutting red tape, strengthening partnerships with the private sector, the whole of government, and the jobs cluster. For example, the new departments of infrastructure and mobility will also be key partners and play a role in investing in jobs in the future. And then, of course, we have to look at resilience and mitigating the effects of load shedding. As we know, we're on stage four this evening. And at the same time, of course, underpinning all of this is our exemplary record of good governance and sound financial management.
Maria, people create opportunities with what they have left after they pay their bills. We're looking at the increasing cost of fuel, of course, ever-present electricity, regularly hit with further announcements of Eskom tariff hikes. We're looking at the ever-increasing cost of fuel, a critical shortage in even something that's as basic as cooking oil. What can a provincial government do to buffer ordinary people who, with what they have left, create an opportunity with a side hustle, a side gig, a little bit of a store or home shop that they run, you know, from their homes? What can the provincial government do?
So, I mean, the cost of living is cause for concern. So what we'd like to do is assist small businesses to be able to set up, removing those barriers that prevent people from starting up their own businesses, and having keen assistance to entrepreneurs, and most notably in the informal economy, so that we have as many people participating in the economy as possible, and using the immense amount of talent that we have in our province in assisting in creating growth and jobs. And of course, small businesses and entrepreneurs are really the engines of the economy.
I'm sure we'll speak to Maria Wenger in the next few weeks as she gets accustomed to the job. Today, sworn in as the Western Cape Economic Opportunities and Finance MEC. Sure, she'll be laying out a plan in the next few days. Good luck. Thanks so much.